Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's time for the Chicago Blackhawks postgame show on the Blackhawks Radio Network. Here's Joe Brand.
Throughout the entire Blackhawks broadcast, we often play a bunch of different sound. Sound from players and coaches and highlights, maybe something from online, a video with some interesting sound that we try to bring to life. Here's the sound I got for you after this game. That was my original post-game script. We got to start from scratch after 10 minutes of 5 goals for the Dallas Stars to overcome their deficit and take 2 points away from the Blackhawks tonight on Thanksgiving Eve. I'm Joe Brand. This is the Blackhawks post-game show on 720 WGN. We're going to bring in Kaylee Chelios briefly down in Dallas, who got a first-hand look at this one. And Kaylee, this one's, like you guys said, tough to swallow. I do think it was the best 50 minutes played by this team to begin a game, and then things just snowballed rapidly in the final 10 minutes. Dallas was able to turn on a switch, and there's going to be things that the Stars are going to leave from this game not satisfied with, but it's tough that the Blackhawks can put this game in 2 categories. Probably the best game that they played for the majority of it, and also their worst loss of the year.
Yeah, like you said, that stings. A couple things happen in an instance. You know, the complexion of the game completely changed. So they knew that. I think they were prepared for that and what the Stars were capable of entering tonight. But, you know, you have to stop the bleeding, and there just came a point when Ben scored the power play goal and then Marchment just fires an absolute laser on just a miscommunication defensively. Nobody picks him up, and it was too much. Maybe it was a long, physical, hard-fought game, and I think at times the Hawks showed that they were worn down a little bit, caught puck-watching in their own zone, and Dallas just seemed to ramp up their intensity as the Hawks had some of their worst moments, and they made them pay for it every time. Everything went in the back of the net for Dallas, so it's a tough one to swallow. Hopefully they look at the first 40 minutes of the game and they take positives away from it. I don't think they need to hammer away all 5 goals that were scored on the video board the next day, but certainly a big learning lesson. This one, probably the hardest, like you said, they'd have to do all season to allow 5 in a game that was very winnable with a 3-goal lead.
One of the things we talked about in the pregame show was this team's problem with their shifts after scoring a big goal, and that proved to be the case tonight. Max Domi with the tripping penalty after he gave the Blackhawks a 3-goal lead. I remember in real time you were saying it was a little bit of a soft goal or a soft call, because it was interesting. It was the first penalty called by the officials since the first period.
Yeah, they hadn't called anything. They were about, John said 5, you know, at least 3 or 4 that I clearly remember that maybe could have been called, but the way they were calling it, you know, they put the whistles away, they let the guys play. So I thought in that instance, you know, especially what Domi did, just kind of getting an arm into Ben, I believe it was, to trip, like, it seemed like it was away from the play. It would have been another no call, if anything, but you know, it's a tough break. He gets the big goal, and then from there, it was just a domino effect. Ben scores a really nice power play goal in and alone on Mrazek, where they lose their structure, and he gets a clear lane to the net. And then after that, you know, we saw what happened. Basically, everything went in the back of the net, and the Hawks just sat back, turned the puck over, and their D really just couldn't match the intensity of the forecheck that the Stars continued to press on them.
Definitely going to be a tough one to digest. We'll leave the digesting for tomorrow on Turkey Day, though. Happy Thanksgiving, Kaylee. Best of luck to the next time we talk to you, but have a great Thanksgiving with you and your entire family.
Thank you, Joe. Right back at you. I hope you enjoy a nice turkey dinner with your fam, and I look forward to celebrating all the holiday festivities Friday for the matinee in the atrium and at United Center.
Yeah, bit of a quick turnaround. We'll see you then.
Sounds good. Thanks, Joe.
All right, that's Kaylee Chelios. She and John Weideman with the call tonight as the Blackhawks lose a heartbreaker 6-4 to the Dallas Stars down at the American Airlines Center. If you'd like to join us, 312-981-7200. You can give us a call or a text. And I get it. That was a rough one. That was a really rough one. But I also think the reason why it is such a tough loss is because of how well the Blackhawks had played. And listen, the stakes get higher when you put yourself in a better position to win. And that's exactly what the Hawks did, even though they were being outperformed at the beginning of that third period. And, you know, I did say possibly the best 50 minutes played by the Blackhawks this season to begin a game. It's definitely the first 40, I would say. I think that is safe to say against a very, very solid team in the Dallas Stars. But even that first 10 minutes of the third period, they were outshot 11-0 to the Dallas Stars, but they scored the first goal. They did one of the things that they've been able to do so well this year, and that's weather the storm. And that's limit the chances. I shouldn't say limit the chances because there were 11 shots on goal. But I guess limit the high danger chances, but it still seemed like Dallas had a lot of them. They got a lot of great help from Pete Mrazek in that first half of the third period. And then they got Max Domi with a gritty goal, a muscling goal, which has been the recipe for offensive success for this Hawks team this year. Remember, they're not stacked with offensively skilled players like the years of the past. So it is going to take those hard-working, gritty goals like we saw Domi score and Murphy score in tonight's game. And last night, or I should say the last game, it was Jujhar Khera. But even still, it wasn't enough. Dallas maintained that momentum they came into the third period with. That power play on the Max Domi penalty was huge for that team, and it just allowed to give them the little bit more of a kickstart to get things going. And they score five unanswered goals in the final 10 minutes to stun the Blackhawks. Dallas improves to 12-5-3 with the win. The Hawks move to 6-9-3 with the loss. That was the NHL's first three-goal comeback by a team in a third period, and it goes in favor of the Dallas Stars. And I meant it when I said that I don't think Dallas is coming away with this game super satisfied. I think, obviously, they're happy with the win. Obviously, they're thrilled at the identity that they're starting to generate, that this team is never out of it no matter what, and they can turn on the switch just like that, like the Hawks of old have done. But, you know, they got outplayed by a Blackhawks team for the first 40 minutes, and they were scrambling a little bit in that third period. They figured things out. Their hard work ended up paying off. But the Blackhawks gave them hell for the first 40 minutes, and that's exactly what Luke Richardson wants this team to do. That's exactly what Kyle Davidson wants this team to do. Unfortunately, the ending to this one, just not a favorable ending to this game. We're going to take a break. We've got a lot to get to. We'll play the highlights of this one. We're hoping to hear from Luke Richardson and maybe a Blackhawk or two from the locker room after this tough 6-4 loss to the Dallas Stars. You're listening to the Blackhawks postgame show on 720 WGN. Tonight, the Blackhawks had a three-goal lead on the division leader in the third period. They allowed the Dallas Stars to score five goals in 10 minutes. And they coughed this one up 6-4 down in Texas. I'm Joe Brand. You're listening to the Blackhawks postgame show on 720 WGN. If you'd like to join in, 312-981-7200. We'll take your calls. We'll take your texts. As the Hawks see their losing skid now reach five straight games. And again, this was the first game in the NHL to see a three-goal comeback in the third period. And as we mentioned, this was a very, very solid game played by the Hawks through the first 40 minutes, and in some case, through the first 50 minutes of this one. But Dallas comes away with the winner as they improve to 12-5-3. The Stars also bulk up their goal differential that leads the Central Division now at plus 23 as they picked up the final five goals, including an empty netter to secure this one. Let's get to the recap of how it sounded at the American Airlines Center tonight as the Blackhawks actually came out of the gate firing. They had the first 10 shots on goal to begin this game. We also saw a lot of physicality, a lot of emotion with Tenorti dropping the gloves with Hakanpää. Just a real good old-school heavyweight fight as both guys got a couple of hard punches in, and then neither guy seemed to be fazed before they headed into the penalty box, but things were rolling well for the Blackhawks at that point. Again, they had the first 10 shots on goal. Dallas didn't find their first shot on goal until over 13 minutes into the contest. They picked up one, and then Jason Robertson got the puck, and he picked up two more.
Robertson's got it, weaving through the slot, backhand shot, he scores! It was on the second attempt by Robertson, controlled the puck out of the left wing corner, rolled through the left wing circle and past the slot, got away a backhand shot. Mrazek made the initial save. Robertson scooped the rebound into the top shelf. It's 1-0 Dallas.
Robertson is hot as ever. That extends his point streak now to 13 straight games. We've got more notes on Jason Robertson. Well, actually, these ones we can tell you because it extended his point streak at that point. He ties the franchise record with David Gagne, who had 13 straight games with a point, and passes Patrick Sharp with the Dallas Stars in the 2014-2015 season, who had 12. But Robertson, with his 15th goal on the season, it gave Dallas a 1-0 lead. And even after that happened, even after that entire first period was over, you felt a lot like the Pittsburgh game on Sunday, where the Blackhawks outplayed the Penguins, but they were still trailing 1-0. So you thought if they could contain that energy and bring that play into the second period, things would be looking good. And that's exactly what they did, especially 4 minutes into the second period.
Here's Seth Jones with a shot. He scores! Seth Jones from the top of the right circle. He beats Ottinger cleanly. And the Blackhawks have tied the score at 1 for Seth Jones. That's his first goal of the season. Welcome back to the lineup, Seth Jones.
Yeah, Jones' first game since October 29th against Buffalo. He's been dealing with a thumb injury. He wasn't rushed back, but he was just back a lot quicker than people had expected. They originally gave him the timetable of 3 to 4 weeks. It ended up being about 3.5 weeks, but still he didn't play, or rather practice with the team in a full practice until just yesterday. So it was a pleasant surprise to see Jones back in and quickly getting into the offensive mix. Kane, by the way, had his 12th assist of the season on that goal. So the Hawks were able to tie things up. They continued that momentum. As much criticism as we've been giving Caleb Jones for the last couple of days, I did want to point out he had a great play where he broke up a lofted pass from the neutral zone that would have been a clear breakaway for the Dallas Stars. If they connect on that, who knows what type of game we're talking about, but again, just wanted to give Caleb Jones credit in that instance. Anyway, a tied 1-1 game eventually became a Blackhawks lead.
Here's Anthony Seau into the Stars zone, got behind the defense, moves to the net, shoots, he scores! Andreas Anthony Seau took a pass that originated from the Hawk blue line across the rink, and Anthony Seau picked it up at the Stars line on the right wing side, dropped the shoulder, walked it to the net, and put it in behind Ottinger. And the Blackhawks have taken a 2-1 lead down here in Dallas.
Across the rink from Max Domi, a pass that was registered at 77 feet. Nathan Asiu turning on the Jets, skating at 21 miles per hour. Got those numbers courtesy of the NBC Sports Chicago broadcast. But the Blackhawks took a 2-1 lead. Things are looking good. Dallas is still a very good team, though. You know you can't take anything for granted. So the Blackhawks figured, let's add on another goal.
Dave's got it back from behind the net. Tried to dish in front, and he does. And they score! I believe it was Connor Murphy in deep from his right point position. He was able to tip that one over the goal line and in behind Ottinger. And the Blackhawks now have a 2-goal lead on the Stars with 3:07 left in period number 2 down here in Big D.
Murphy's second goal of the season. Jonathan Toews picked up the primary assist as he and Murphy were just whacking away at it right in front of Jake Ottinger. By the way, that was Jonathan Toews' 500th career assist in a Blackhawks uniform. He now becomes the 8th Blackhawk to hit 500 assists along with Stan Mikita, Patrick Kane, Dennis Savard, Doug Wilson, Bobby Hull, Duncan Keith, and Steve Larmer. Congratulations to the captain, becoming the latest Blackhawk with 500 assists. So the Hawks up 3-1 through two periods. They're out shooting the Dallas Stars 27-16. Everything's coming up Milhouse. By the way, in the first period, the Blackhawks only allowed 4 shots on goal to the Dallas Stars. That's the fewest that they have allowed in one period all year long. And let's face it, these are the Dallas Stars. This isn't a team somewhere at the bottom of the standings. They lead the Central right now. Well, they continue to after tonight's win. And again, their goal differential at plus 23. I mean, this is a team that's just riding high right now. This was a great 40 minutes played by this Blackhawks team. And Kaylee Chelios and I were talking about it in the second intermission that even though things are going so well, we have seen this movie before. We saw the Blackhawks tie things up against Pittsburgh and then lose in regulation. We saw them go back and forth with the Edmonton Oilers earlier this year, only to fall in the late seconds. We saw them cough up, I think, a two-goal lead to the Minnesota Wild, only to lose in overtime. This is still a rebuilding Blackhawks team. This is still a team that is going to be short on terms of talent from the competition that they face, and this was a game we knew that the Blackhawks couldn't make many mistakes. The first 40 minutes, they hardly made any mistakes. It was a very solid first two periods of action. Then we went into the third period. Dallas had the first 11 shots on goal. They made it very difficult for the Blackhawks to sustain basically any pressure offensively. I mentioned it before. Peter Mrazek was facing traffic. He was facing shots left and right. He played a great first 10 minutes to begin that third period. And then just as backwards as the beginning of the first period was, where Dallas had the first, or rather the Hawks had the first 10 shots on goal, but Dallas was first to strike, here in the third period, Dallas has the first 11 shots on goal, and it's the Blackhawks picking up a gritty goal.
Blackwell with the left point will turn and fire the net. Big save, rebound, score! Max Domi with a backhand flip, sent it into the top left corner, past Ottinger, and it's 4-1 Hawks with 10:23 left in the third. A huge goal for the Hawks. If they want to come out of Dallas with the win, that one right there might be the final nail in the Stars' coffin.
Believe me, John Weideman does not jinx. He was right on the money, because right then and there you feel, okay, even if Dallas can contain their pressure, can keep playing their game that had been making them so powerful to begin that third period, the Blackhawks are still a team that's able to weather the storm. They're still a team that's able to limit a more powerful team. And we're already 9 minutes into the third period. The Blackhawks are now outscoring Dallas, even though they're being outchanced. But here was the difference maker, and it was a Max Domi penalty. He tripped Jamie Benn. And again, Kaylee had mentioned on the broadcast that she thought it was a little bit of a soft call. That thought definitely comes from the idea that there were no penalties called in the second period at all. That was the first penalty called since the first period. But the last thing you want to do is give a team like Dallas, with the momentum that they already have in that third period, the last thing you want to do is give them more power, and they're able to capitalize quickly into that power play.
Zanardi then had the puck knocked off his stick. Here's Ben left circle, shoots and scores. It's a power play goal for the Stars, and they climb back to within a two-goal deficit of the Hawks with a lot of time left on that clock. The goal scored at 10:15 of period number three makes it 4-2 Hawks.
And it just gave them a little bit of life. For Jamie Benn, that's his 18th point in the month of November, first time that he's ever had that many points in his career in 1 month. The power play goal allowed by the Hawks was only their second power play goal allowed in their last 17 penalties committed. So, again, this was still some breathing room for the Hawks to have. They're up 4-2. Dallas now no longer with the man advantage. You feel that they could just play back to their conservative game. But Dallas never took their foot off the gas pedal as they quickly made it a one-goal game.
Puck tumbles down to the left-wing corner. Sagan got it to Marchment left circle. He shoots and scores. Boy, Mason Marchment was wide open in the left-wing circle, uncovered. And Sagan just dropped about a 10-foot pass right on his stick. And with one motion, Marchment has drawn the Stars back to within a goal of the Hawks at 4-3.
Marchman's seventh goal on the season. It came less than 4 minutes after Jamie Benn's power play goal, and then less than 30 seconds later, Dallas tied up the game.
Here's a shot by Hockenpah. He scores! That may have been tipped on the way in. It hit the underneath side of the crossbar and ends up in behind Peter Mrazek. And with 5:48 left in the third period, we're tied at four.
It was Delandria picking up the goal as he was just in the right spot, in the slot, waiting for that shot coming from the high slot, and it just nicked not even the shaft of his stick, but kind of the middle of his stick as he was elevating his hands. It wasn't a high stick by any means, as his stick was vertical, but he just caught it at the perfect angle, caused a redirection, made it really difficult for Pete Mrazek to get a good read on it. I mean, at that point, his head's got to be spinning with how much pressure Dallas is putting on him, how loud it is in that building, and all of a sudden, you know, it's chance after chance for the Dallas Stars, and before you know it, it's a tie game 4-4. Then you're just hoping the Blackhawks can pull out a point in this game. And it looked like they were going to do that with a few more minutes milked off the clock, but then after a look at it, Dallas had its first lead. Rather, Dallas grabbed back the lead in the third period.
The Stars players are raising their hands. We're looking at the replay here at center ice. Oh, that's a goal.
Well, clear as day, that is a goal. That's unfortunate for Peter Mrazek, but it's just the forecheck that has been relentless for Dallas.
At 1:33, the puck completely crossed the line. We have a good goal.
Radek Foxo with his third goal of the season, kind of going back to the Jamie Benn, Mason Marchment, and Ty Dellandrea goals. Those were all scored in less than 4 minutes. So Dallas on top, 5-4. There's just about a minute and a half left in regulation. You know the Blackhawks are going to pull their goalie in Peter Mrazek. That's exactly what they did. They had a little bit of pressure, but Dallas looked like they were going to get an empty netter about 40 seconds into the empty net. And then eventually they got it for good.
He'll stick it off the glass to Robertson. He's got an easy empty net goal. He shoots and scores. Number 16 on the season for Jason Robertson. And the goal at 19:53 of period number three will ensure that the Stars are going to win this one.
We mentioned earlier Robertson extending his point streak to 13 games, so that stays true. But his two goals tonight now gives him 14 goals in the last 13 days. He is on quite the run, as John had mentioned, his 16th goal of the season. That was the empty netter, and that was the final nail in the coffin, unfortunately, for the other team. Let's get to our three-star selection, which is brought to you by CarStar. Trust CarStar, North America's leading premier collision repair provider. With your collision repair needs, visit CarStar.com to find a Chicagoland location near you. And you guessed it, they're all Dallas Stars. Radek Foxo with the number one star after scoring the go-ahead goal in the third period. Jamie Benn with the number two star. He had the second goal for the Dallas Stars, the power play goal on Max Domi's penalty in the third period that brought the Dallas Stars within two. And then Jason Robertson, with two goals tonight, ends up being the number three star. Blackhawks fall to the Dallas Stars tonight, 6-4, down in Texas. Their next game will be on Friday. It'll be a matinee at the United Center for Black Friday against the Montreal Canadiens. That game beginning at 1 o'clock for you. Really quick, I do want to get to the player with the most heart, which is brought to you by Northwestern Medicine and Northwestern Medicine Orthopedics on a relentless pursuit of better medicine. We are going to give it to the captain, Jonathan Toews, picking up his 500th career assist, becoming the eighth Blackhawk in Blackhawks franchise history to do so. And again, just the effort that it took from he and Connor Murphy to get that goal in. Just a relentless effort in front of Jake Ottinger's net to put the Blackhawks ahead 3-1 eventually in this 6-4 loss. Dallas improves to 12-5-3 with the win. The Blackhawks now see a losing streak stretched out to 5 games. They are 6-9-3. We're taking you up to 11 o'clock tonight. If you'd like to join us, 312-981-7200. Give us a call, give us a text. Hoping to hear from Luke Richardson or maybe a Blackhawk or two when we come back. You're listening to the Blackhawks postgame show on 720 WGN. Well, if you watched the first 50 minutes of tonight's Blackhawks game, you were probably thinking, what a great little quick one-game road trip before Thanksgiving. End the four-game skid, get Seth Jones back, things are looking good. But five unanswered goals scored by the Dallas Stars in the final 10 minutes gives this game to Dallas, 6-4. I'm Joe Brand. You're listening to the Blackhawks postgame show on 720 WGN. Let's hear from the head coach, Luke Richardson.
I think, you know, it was a combination that we kind of didn't have the same work ethic and sat back a little bit. Not trying to preserve it, but just, you know, they were coming hard and, you know, we just didn't handle it well. And on every goal, it was something probably different. And, you know, I think, you know, the first one, penalty kill, we got to have that out. We have it closed off in the wall, and we got to clear that, and it's back of our net after that. And then they got some momentum, and they started coming, and they were a very good offensive team. So we just didn't handle it well. And, you know, unfortunately, I thought the guys worked really hard for about 40, 50 minutes, and but the game's 60 minutes. So that's it's just a tough lesson to learn, that we can't sit back.
Did you feel like the maybe the morale or just the confidence started spiraling when it went badly there?
I think so. I think we started to shrink a little bit, and it just gives them more room to skate, and they're a good skating team. So I think, some of our guys are getting a little bit gassed that we lost one centerman, and we were trying to double pump different people just to not tax anybody too much. But we were just in the D zone too much for the third period, which I thought we did a pretty good job most of the game breaking out and speed through the neutral zone. So we didn't do that well in the third, and that just gave them life to come back.
Who was injured?
Lafferty missed the third period, so he's just a little sore, and we'll have to reevaluate him tomorrow. But, we just thought we could rotate. I put Kershev there a couple times and Carr a couple times and just move that ice time around a bit. But unfortunately, that they got a little bit of life on that power play goal, and they really started coming, and we just kind of didn't do a great job defending at that point.
Did you consider calling a timeout?
I don't think so. It's a loud building, and we tried to be confident on the bench and positive to the guys. Up until like the fifth goal, we didn't even know it went in, and we were trying to see if it was offside before that, but it wasn't really clear. So, the goal was definitely over the line. We weren't looking at that, but at that point, now we're just trying to scramble and get ourselves ready to pull the goalie and counter. But we didn't have enough time and didn't execute there as well.
Seth said that the team just needs to learn how to win. How do you do that?
You know what? You have to somehow grind a win like tonight out, or come back like we did earlier in the season, but we haven't done that in a while. We've come back, but we haven't completed the victory to get the victory. And it's a new team that's been together now for a few months. So now we have to start taking those steps, and we haven't done it yet. So it's on us to do that. And we can say it all you want, but you really have to go through it and get one under the belt to feel a little bit more confident to do that.
Well, the fact that Sam Lafferty wasn't available in that third period, I think, definitely is significant. It's not the reason why the Blackhawks didn't win this game, but Sam Lafferty, very productive on that penalty kill, just a very productive player overall, and with how relentless and full steam ahead the Dallas Stars were in that third period, Lafferty's definitely a guy you would like in that type of situation. One more break. When we come back, we hope to hear from a Blackhawk or two, and we'll also take a look around the league. Hawks fall to the Dallas Stars 6-4 tonight down in Texas. You're listening to the Blackhawks postgame show, 720 WGN. Blackhawks lose a tough one down in Texas. This will be a tough one to bounce back from. Luckily, it's somewhat of a quick turnaround. The Hawks will celebrate Thanksgiving tomorrow, like everyone else. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way. And then they'll be at home for a Friday afternoon game against the Montreal Canadiens, a 1 o'clock puck drop over at the UC. I'm Joe Brand. This is the Blackhawks postgame show. Seth Jones returned to the lineup tonight, and he scored a goal. Let's hear from the Blackhawks, number 4.
We just got to learn how to play with the lead. We got to defend hard and make the little plays at winning hockey games, getting pucks in, getting pucks out of our zone. And they obviously turned up the pressure and couldn't really handle it.
Was there kind of a sinking feeling that came on at some point that it was tough to say?
I mean, when you're on the road and the crowd gets in like that, it's and the team gets momentum, it's hard to stop. But we had to find a way to just calm down and work together, be there for each other, and make small little plays that are going to get us in into a forecheck and not just backing up to be defensive.
How did you feel playing coming back?
I felt decent. Made some boneheaded plays, a couple of them, but I thought my legs were moving well. It was nice that I got to skate the past 3 weeks and still keep my legs.
And the goal, I assume, was probably pretty nice too.
It was nice. First one of the year. It was a great face-off play that we set up, and just try to put in that.
Again, Jones with his first goal of the season. More importantly, just continuing to have a more shoot-first mentality, something we saw from him earlier in the year, and it looks like he's continued that after the injury. Max Domi had a big goal. He ended his 11-game goal drought. Let's hear from the Hawks forward.
Yeah, that's a game that we got to find a way to close out. Obviously, it's you got to find a way to win that one. We're in complete control, so just a couple plays here, a couple bounces here, and it's on us to just, close that one out. We had no business losing that game, and we're going to have to learn from it and get ready to go for the next one.
Is it kind of a mentality thing where it starts spiraling against you and it's tough to break out of it?
Yeah, that's sports, though. I mean, part about being a professional athlete is you got to be able to weather the storm like that. And, I mean, when you're dominating a team like that, they're going to bounce back and they're going to have a push. And that's a heck of a hockey club over there that has a lot of veteran, I mean, players that know how to stay in games. And, I mean, got to give credit to them. But like I said, that's a game we got to find a way to win and close that one out.
What do you think you could do differently, I guess, in the third period that we could have stopped something, or they had 21 shots, so clearly quite a few chances?
Yeah, I mean, just be a little stronger on little, like the little 5-foot plays that no one really sees. I mean, as a whole, I think just, I mean, whether it's our blue line, their blue line, or down low in our zone or down low in their zone, we just got to find ways to win those battles. And, I mean, whoever wants it more usually comes out with the puck, so I think we did so many good things tonight, and it's just unfortunate that we couldn't finish it, and it stinks. So we're going to have to find a way to be a lot better next time, and we're looking forward to the opportunity to get back at it against Montreal.
It seemed like through the first 40 minutes you guys were able to keep Dallas, like you clogged up that neutral zone. They weren't really able to get much going. Did they change anything from the second to the third period that allowed them to kind of get past you guys?
You know, I think we're a pretty fast team, and we had them on their heels for sure. And like I said, you knew they were going to have their push, and they did in the third, and you got to give them credit. But when that happens, you got to find a way, like I said, to weather the storm and tighten it up a little bit, find ways to stand in front of pucks and get pucks out and just play those simple hockey in the last 10 minutes, and then we win that game. So it's, yeah, it's a tough one, but we've got to bounce back.
Taking a look at the text line, this is coming from the 319 area code. We've got our first conspiracy theory, folks. 319 says, quit listening after the second period. Something smells. Didn't the Hawks even touch the puck in the last 5 minutes? Could have laid down in front of the net for that long and won. Listen, I know it's year one of a rebuild, but I don't think that they're intentionally losing games, especially when they can get out of Dallas, take down the division leader, and gain 2 points from them. This was just a really rough third period, a rough loss to a very good team. So the Hawks hope to bounce back from it on Friday afternoon when they take on the Montreal Canadiens.
Matheson in the neutral zone, plays it left wing side. Caulfield goes cross ice. Duck with a shot, and it's deflected in. Was that Savard that moved up on the play and deflected it? Anyways, Montreal, bang, bang, and they get 2 quick goals, and now they've got the lead.
Now coming from TSN 690 AM, the former Blackhawk, Kirby Dach, being involved in one of the goals. He picks up his 13th assist on the season. Canadians took down Columbus 3-1 today. How about this? They had a big third period as well, scoring 57 seconds apart with 3 goals total. Again, that game is at 1 o'clock on Friday. Pre-game show at 12:30 here on 720 WG. Blackhawks hockey is sponsored by Citgo. Adventure awaits. Fuel up first with Citgo. Budweiser, ComEd for Business, ComEd powering business, powering lives. United Airlines and Plumbers 911 Chicago. Visit plumbers911.com for emergency plumbing service. Big thanks to everyone here at the station, our producers of Kevin Wells and Ben Anderson, along with our engineer, the tireless Krista Flores. I'm Joe Brand for John Wineman and Kaylee Chelios on tonight's call. Again, the final score is 6-4 in favor of Dallas. Steve Ruxton has your news next. After that, it's Raleigh James. You've been listening to Blackhawks Hockey on 720 WGN.
You've been listening to Chicago Blackhawks Hockey on Blackhawks Radio, 720 WGN, streaming on WGNRadio.com and smart devices everywhere.